Actually, we were getting pressured by by the laboratories. In fact, I heard comments, from responsible people that responsible people in our organization, irresponsible to me in the total picture. Mm-hmm. Just pay them, huh? Just get it done.
Okay.
And then, some of those guys, were smart enough, to agitate, go frighten them and say, well, if we don't get this, we're going to walk out, huh? Okay. And they played that, and it took us a while to get control of that.
All right.
Now, I don't want to give the impression, that the abuses were rampant.
I understand.
But there were enough abuses that took place that created some fearful national news. Mm-hmm. And that was a detriment to to the programs, the laboratories,
right.
And et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And so, as a prime contractor, we had an obligation to, to resolve that, and we did.
Right.
And there are people who have no respect for, for the union contract.
Mm-hmm.
And say, I'm not a member of that. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
The world doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. When you sit down and you bargain a contract and you negotiate a contract, mm-hmm. Now you agree to certain conditions and you agree to certain pay raises and you agree to certain methods of discipline, mm-hmm. and you agree as to, what constitutes grounds for discharge and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Once you sign your name to that, you can't be nickel and diming that and looking for loopholes,
right.
Either party.
Right.
And so the we established a climate where we bargained hard, mm-hmm. and we bargained economically, but we never did nickel and dime our agreements.
Right.
And quite frankly, toward in later years, If a craftsman had a choice between dealing with his business agent or dealing with his superintendent, he'd pick his superintendent, mm-hmm. because he'd get a better deal.